Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that you took the time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes with me. I've been before the Lord and asking God to stir the faith of His people. We're living in times where our faith is being challenged on many levels, in terms of our nation, in terms of the church of a living God, in terms of our personal lives. There are tremendous battles, tremendous spiritual warfare that is going on. And the good news is God is fighting in our behalf, just as He did for the people of Israel. And we were sharing that very familiar and very dramatic passage when God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and God told them specifically to camp right at the edge of the Red Sea. And would you believe, in spite of all those plagues, Pharaoh, his heart was hardened, and he brought 600 of the chariots, and they totally hemmed in. They actually barricaded. I mean, they had no exit, the Israelites, and they knew that unless there was divine intervention, they would die in the wilderness. And so they called out to God. They began to blame Moses. The very thing we were afraid of has now happened. And the Lord, He spoke to Moses. He said, He gave them the word to stand still and see what God will do. And beloved, that's my word to you today. I may not be giving it in a prophetic utterance, but that is what God is saying. Watch to see what I will do. Father, right now, and I'm speaking of those, Father, who are going through great personal battles, Father, I rebuke the spirit of fear, which is not only counterproductive, it is the antithesis of faith. I rebuke the spirit of fear because, Lord, you've not given us that spirit. The enemy gives us that spirit, Lord. The natural world gives us that spirit. But Lord, you said if we are submitted to you and every sincere heart that is praying with me is, then Lord, as we resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. So, Father, we stand on this word that every demonic attack against your people listening right now, Satan, you are rebuked. You are bound. The Lord rebuke you. And, Father, I lose the faith of God. Whatever those circumstances are, the stress, the anxiety, Father, I pray for peace, that peace which comes from a faith that will look only at what God has said and what he has promised in his word. Thank you for your intervention. Just as you did for the people of Israel. Lord, you're no respecter of persons, and I thank you for mighty miracles in this hour, in this day, even as you did, as it was recorded in the pages of your word. And so, beloved, where we were at yesterday, there they were. There we left the Israelites right at the Red Sea, and God is saying, don't worry. He had that all in his hand. There wasn't a surprise to him. And so as they waited there, God caused the waters literally to do something waters simply don't do. He caused a wind to blow. The waters were piled up as a wall on both sides. The pathway through the Red Sea was dry. There wasn't mud that they had to sink into. They walked over on dry ground. Beloved, this is an impossible thing in the natural. It goes against all scientific laws. Something like that can only happen by the supernatural word of God. He made the world. It's not a big deal for him, but it's still somewhat amazing for us as we read of it. And can you imagine what it was like personally? I mean, it had to take faith even to walk through. I mean, we're not talking, you know, just a little bit of water. We're talking a wall of water that had to tell, who knows, I don't know how deep, I don't know how tall it was, but it was obviously very tall. At one moment's time, all those walls had to do was collapse and they would be drowned totally. But what happened? Well, for us, as scriptures is there's always types and symbols and shadows of the spiritual realities that we experience in Christ. Egypt and the bondage God's people were under were a sign of being bound to Satan and the world, the bondage of sin and a lack of salvation. And once we acknowledge Jesus, we're delivered out from that. We are free from the law of sin and from the curse of the law. And so the Red Sea, for them as well as for us, it is a symbol of our being removed from the world, delivered out of the world. We've been translated, the scriptures say, out of the kingdom of darkness. We've not just been translated out of it, we're put somewhere into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So, beloved, when you were saved, you were brought out of Egypt. What was the repeated request Moses said to Pharaoh? Let my people go that they may worship the Lord. Now, the battles weren't done away with just for them as well as for you. Now, more than ever, the devil hates you. But, beloved, as sons and daughters of God, you can hear him say through the Word of God, through what has been penned, the miracles that were experienced by people living and breathing just as you and I, the Lord will fight for you. One writer put it like this: once Israel passed through the Red Sea, they were in the wilderness, but they were out of Egypt. The river of death now rolled between them and the place of bondage. And exactly the same river of death rose between the Christian and the world when he claims Jesus Christ is Lord. Here is perhaps the reason why many professions of Christian faith never seem to go anywhere. There are people who are willing to sit under the Passover blood. They're willing to receive Jesus as Savior, but they're not willing to walk by faith through the waters of the Red Sea. They never take the step which brings them to the other side and cuts them off from the world, or in the case once they crossed Jordan, from Egypt. You know, in their mind, they still are under the bondage of slavery. They're still thinking they're back in Egypt, and they won't move forward through the waters of death until that happens, beloved. They're still under bondage and control of the world. So we have to realize the importance of the types and shadows of what happened to Israel. They are spiritual truths that have been accomplished for us in Christ. And so the first thing Israel did as they walked through to that other side of the sea was to begin singing. There had not been songs in Egypt. That was a place of unrelenting bondage and sorrow and heartache and misery and toil and terror. But when they came to that far shore of the Red Sea, they began to sing. Beloved, real deliverance always brings a song reflecting joy in the greatness of God. The song they sang, the horse and rider thrown into the sea, remember Miriam with the timbrel? They acknowledged the sense of dread that falls on the men of other nations who hear the story of the triumphal crossing. But you know, beloved, as wonderful it is to rejoice when God delivers, when he answers prayer, real faith brings a song, even when circumstances haven't changed. There's perhaps no greater expression of faith than to praise God in the darkness of the night. And so, beloved, whatever you may be going through right now, you may need to praise God. I want to pray for you. Father, you see the attack of the enemy. You see, Lord, how your people today have been oppressed by the work of the enemy. Lord, the enemy has come against them with such an onslaught, coming in like a flood. And Lord, it has been overwhelming. Emotions, nerves can feel numb, just deadened by the force of the news they had to hear, of the situation they've had to go through. But Father, I thank you that even in the face of death, that's what the Egyptians faced. If God had not undertaken, they would have faced death. But that was not your plan for them. That was not their destiny. And Lord, I believe you have created us. There is a time appointed, Lord, but until that time, we shall not die, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And Father, I pray for those who are going through serious illness right now. Join your faith and your heart with me that God's purposes will be fulfilled. He is glorified by deliverance and healing. And by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. And so, Father, I claim that victory. I claim that overcoming sense of faith that no matter what it looks like, no matter what the report is, there is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I minister to you gently and tenderly. I understand the emotions that you are experiencing, but beloved, I ask you to lay aside those emotions and come to me with that gift of faith that I have given you. And you might say, Lord, I feel my faith is so small. I feel my faith isn't big enough for this storm, for this trial I'm going through. But beloved, it is I who am the author and the finisher of your faith. And as you trust me, and as you praise me, as you act upon my word, as you respond in obedience to that which I would speak to your heart, know that I will give you victory. For greater is He that is in you, beloved, than any force, than any attack of the enemy, than any demon attack that the enemy could perpetrate against you. I am greater than all of those things. So thank me and praise me and know that I am with you, and I shall neither forsake you nor fail you, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to those. Lord, I see a sister just weeping now before the presence of the Lord. I release comfort and strength and hope. Father, these are the weapons of our warfare. And I thank you, God, for your mercy and your goodness, which is from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you for raising your people up. Thank you for putting a joy of praise in their mouth. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them out of that horrible pit and giving them, planting them upon a rock, that they shall not be moved with the storms of life that come, but they shall praise you because they've built their house upon a rock. Amen. Well, beloved, the announcer will give you our contact information, our mailing address. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.